You're listening to WSIU. This is In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. SIU students and faculty are finishing up the fall 2020 semester this week. I sat down with Chancellor Austin Lane to talk about how things have gone.
It's been one semester like none I've ever experienced in the years I've worked in higher ed. I had a thought about what it would be, and I was still wrong about it. And so just starting the semester off with that bit of anxiety about where this pandemic was going to leave us. You know, we made decisions early to bring students back, so obviously we were worried about that and trying to monitor our testing protocols and social distancing and masks. And so I applaud really all of our team. You know, it was a team effort. And so our faculty, our staff, students, community, you, the other folks who report and really help get out that, disseminate that information about, you know, what we are trying to do, made all the difference. And so we can't take all the credit for anything. We were lucky in that our positives were low. We were lucky we had great partnerships with SIH and Jackson County to do testing, or else we would have been in a lot of trouble there, even financially. You're noticing some universities spending millions of dollars just trying to stand up tests, so we didn't have to do that. So I'm excited. I'm always cautiously optimistic. So I never want to sound too excited because, you know, things could change. And so we always have to be mindful of that. But my hope is that this spring we'll bring students back. We'll still have testing in place. We'll still wear our mask and social distance. You know, we'll still make sure that we're doing our part to keep the university community and the community as a whole safe.
When it comes to recruiting and retention and all of that, you never really have an opportunity to sit back and relax. How are things looking as you look toward recruiting for the fall of 2021? And what are people saying to you? Are they preparing for I don't want to use the word normal, but a traditional experience as what we hope to be the end of COVID is on the horizon?
They are. You know, it's interesting you say that because the tone has changed a little bit. Where before early fall, it was more about, let's stay online. Let's try and space and be safe. That has changed. And we're hearing it not only from our incoming freshmen that are here now, even with our recruiting class that we're recruiting for fall of 2021. You know, they are yearning for an experience that goes beyond maybe even the 40% that we're putting fully online. And so I do think this spring, and we will talk with Faculty Senate and we'll talk with our internal constituents, we'll talk with students to get their input as well, to look at what that fall of 2021, what could it look like? You know, should it be more of a 75-25, where 75% is face-to-face, 25% is maybe fully online. And so we didn't have the issues like we thought in the classroom. We didn't have the outbreaks that other universities experience in the classroom. You know, so that was the biggest concern, you know, in the fall is that, oh, we're in class, but in class, there's the compliance. You've got masks, social distancing. And so we may be looking at, you know, what we can do to give that student a little more of a university experience that they probably have dreamed about if they were freshmen. I know they have. When I talk to the freshmen, that's what's getting them down right now is that lack of social interaction, which we know, you know, they really need.
What about your interactions out in the community? We've talked in the past about how you'd really like to be out meeting community leaders, education leaders, things like that, face to face and talking about not just what they can bring to SIU, but what SIU can bring to them. Do you feel like you're able to make the connections that you were hoping to?
You know what? When I got here, I'm always a pretty optimistic person, but the only thing I was probably the most, as if you ever thought, I can't even say the word sometimes because I never like to be that, but a pessimist. You know, I thought that was one area that I was going to have a really hard time in connecting. And you know, surprisingly enough, I have to give credit to Zoom and some of these other social, other ways of virtually talk and do things. It's actually allowed me to connect even more with people because I'm not talking to crowds. I'm actually talking to people And sometimes as chancellors, you know, we have to talk to crowds, and we don't get that opportunity to just have these one-on-ones like we're having now, where questions can be asked and we can give some responses and people can hear about updates and where we're going. So the other day I was on with the Chamber of Commerce giving a presentation to our local chamber here. Been on the chamber meeting in Carterville and in some other areas. And so I've been able to get to places that would have been probably a little harder to get to if I was trying to schedule it physically and actually be there. So it's allowed me to, the calendar's packed, but that's a good thing, right? Because it allows me to still get in front of the constituents and the folks that we need to be talking to.
Austin Lane is the chancellor at SIU Carbondale. You can find more by going to our website, wsiunews.org. I'm Jennifer Fuller.